702. What's going viral with Kabazela?
It's 12 before 8 and it's time to catch up with Kabazela. Very good morning to you.
A very good morning to you, Bele.
You're looking bright and sprightly. A good weekend?
I had a lovely weekend, thank you. Played a bit of golf and a nice and relaxed day yesterday because of the 947 Discovery ride, Joburg. So I was indoors for most of the day yesterday.
You played golf. I watched golf. I was at the Nedbank Golf Challenge over the weekend. So it was it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it looked great.
It's really, and I think the tournament has got some of its luster back. Sun City certainly has some of its luster back. It was just a really great experience.
Nice.
So I enjoyed myself. Let's talk about what's going viral. Bill Gates explaining the internet. So this is an old interview, is it?
It's an old interview. It took place in 1995, and why it's been shared again, I think it's because it's the 50th anniversary of the internet.
Oh my
1969.
Goodness.
1969. But obviously it only caught on much later and developed much, much later. So 1995, David Letterman is chatting to Bill Gates on his show, and he's basically not saying too many words, but like doesn't believe that the internet is going to be
the next big thing
and as great as it is today. And you can see he says, but you can do this on the internet, but I can subscribe to magazines, et cetera, et cetera. But instead of me telling you, let's take a listen to Bill All Gates right. and David Letterman discussing the internet.
But you know, I think about this, and what about this internet thing? Do you know anything about that?
Sure.
What the hell is that exactly?
Well, it's become a place where people are publishing information.
Right.
So everybody can have their own homepage, companies are there, the latest information. It's wild what's going on. You can send electronic mail to people. It is the big new thing.
Yeah, but you know, it's easy to criticize something you don't fully understand, which is my position here.
Go ahead.
But I can remember a couple of months ago, there was like a big breakthrough announcement that on the internet or on some computer deal, they were going to broadcast a baseball game. You could listen to a baseball game on your computer. And I just thought to myself, does radio ring a bell? You know what I mean?
There's a difference.
There is a difference.
It's not a huge difference.
What is the difference?
You can listen to the baseball game whenever you want.
Right.
Too.
Oh, I see. So it's stored in one of your memory deals.
Exactly.
And then you can come
That's
back
the
a year later.
You talked about earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Do tape recorders ring a bell?
On it goes in that vein. All right. So David Letterman here is, of course, a former U.S. talk show host, not quite believing the internet was going to be a big thing in 1995.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of us who say, that will never take
off.
It'll never work or whatever. So
things you said that's never going to work.
Huh? Yeah. The question is what trend or tech did you sort of look at and sneer at and say, nah, that will never work.
That will never happen.
There was a certain talk show host, which I won't mention the name, but we were told by a correspondent once that we must take SMSs to the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, people would SMS comments instead of always phoning in.
Right.
This person had said, no one will ever use SMSs. They will never SMS the show.
I remember that.
I wonder if it was a former morning host.
I remember having a similar
station.
Conversation with about WhatsApp with the same person.
And
right?
WhatsApp, yeah.
Stop it, you two.
No names
mentioned. Let's put it out there. 011-883-0702. What's a big thing you didn't see coming? You dismissed it. You sneered it. You sneered at it. You thought, that'll never take off to be proven. Only to be proven wrong. That would be a fun conversation. All right, talk to me about taking photos.
Yeah, so there's this video that's going around, and a lot of people can relate. So if you are with your significant other or you're with a group of mates, and there's always one person who loves to take that picture or that selfie, right? And they're never content with just one photo. They always got to try and capture the best photo. So I think it's in a basketball game or a baseball game, and you can see the camera pans to the crowd and they capture this guy and his girlfriend, and she obviously says to him, come, let's have a little bit of a selfie, and she puts the camera up and she takes the selfie, but after the guy has posed with the camera, his expression just turns completely sour, for whatever reason. So you can just relate to that video, big time, because you always get those people who love to take those photos and then those people who are like, okay, enough now. You've got the photo. Move on.
Absolutely. All right. That is part of what's going viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairburn talking to us about what's going viral. I'll take your calls on 011-883-0702. I want to know the big trend you didn't see coming.